Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
is doing right now in the life of those who believe. Come on and shout, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be in that place of just thanking God, praising God. Shout glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for the God for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We come giving you all the praise and glory and all the adoration. We call it God for your name above all names, because there's no one greater than you, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have put us and not ourselves, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of name. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of name. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord with me, everyone. Bless the Lord, everybody. Let us bless the Lord at all times. Amen. His praise shall continue to be in our mouths. Amen. Our soul shall make us boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me, church. Amen. Let us exalt his name together. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome everybody to the shout. Today is a good day. Amen. Can you declare and declare that today is a good day? Amen. That you're walking in your newness. Amen. That you're walking in it right now. Amen. That it's already done. That better days are already here. Better days is today right now. You're walking in your betterment. Amen. Hallelujah. You're walking in your healing. You're walking in the presence. You're walking in your overflow. You're walking in the favor of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Delivering us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, everybody, open up your mouth, go ahead and shout. Glory, hallelujah, welcome to the shout one more time. If it's your first time being with us here in the shout, we want to welcome you. And if you want to shout with us on today, press 1. We'll be happy to hear your shout, your praise. The Bible says wherever there is, hallelujah, wherever there is praise, there is victory. So we declare the crown of victory today on the shout of dear of your host, Father, teacher, and tell men, and welcome. Go ahead, Evangelist Kimberly Redwood, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I just thank God for being able to be on the line today. I was really feeling so bad yesterday, and God is still a healer, and I thank him for putting his hand of healing on me. Thank you for the prayers, and I just love y'all, and I love God, and I give him all the glory because he deserves it. Amen.
Amen. It's good to have you back, Evangelist Kimberly Redford. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have a song or a rap, but we just glad to hear your voice.
I'm still a little weak. I'm still a little weak in my body.
Oh, okay.
I'll be ready.
We know the Lord is your strength, and we just glad to hear your voice on the shout today, knowing that God has kept you, amen, and we can hear your smile, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God. Jesus, we love you. God bless your family. And all
love
of that, we pray overflow of God's blessing. That overflow,
amen,
that will take you out of overflow of blessing and your healing seated forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good to have Evangelist Kimberly back on the line. Amen. We love to hear her voice. Hallelujah. She's always smiling, y'all. You can hear it in her voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Glory to God and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I just want to shout a thanks to God for the surgery. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Tasha, had to have some fibroids removed. And her husband just said only one person can go as St. Luke's. So he just texted and said everything went well. So just want to thank God. I wasn't worried or I didn't stress about it all afternoon at all, because I already trusted God that everything would be all right. You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
I had a good afternoon with my special need kids, and matter of fact, I didn't think about it at all until I got home. So it was nice to hear, you know, for him to call to say everything was well. And I just smiled, and I said, I thanked him for letting me know, but I already knew.
Yeah.
I already knew.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. When you already know it, I was talking with a friend today, and I said, ain't it so when you show up to the battle and claim a victory, they looking at you and say, you ain't fought nothing yet, and you say, hey, I come in a winner. Amen. We go in. We go in as a winner. Amen. We ain't got to wait to the fight, to the war. We go in the war as a winner, and we come out as a winner. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for the news, the testimony. Amen. When you just stand in place of trusting God, when you truly trust God, everybody, you rest in him. You rest knowing that God has it. He's in control. Amen. Well, I think when we get to the point of understanding that we can rest and not worry ourselves to death, you know, because worry will overtake you. Worry will take you out of here. Stress and worry bring along other things. So just stay in that place of trusting God and rest. Like Sister kind of said, she went throughout the day and didn't even think about it until she got home because she was resting in the Lord, knowing that it was already taken care of. It is already done. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Dorita. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Give God our praise. Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's been so good to me. We had a beautiful
yes,
day.
Lord.
I thank him for watching on me. You woke me this morning. And the most of all, when I rose this morning, I was closing my right mind. And I thank the
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. And I thank you, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I want you all to pray for me that I won't be with you all tomorrow evening because I have Bible class at 6 o'clock. But I want you all to still pray for me that I will return on Thursday. And thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord, God bless you, God keep
yes.
you. We thank God for you. Amen. We just hallelujah. We just
Lord.
Trust the God to do a new thing in you, for you, and all around
yes,
you.
Lord.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and anyone and everybody that's attached to you will be blessed. Amen. By the overflow that's coming
Lord.
right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just stay in the place of believing. Hey, God has not forgotten about you. Like my mama said, Lord, whatever you're doing
Lord.
In this season, don't do it without me. So
God
just stay in and decree and declare and speaking over your Hallelujah.
Right.
Call upon the Lord even more. Cry out to even more, oh God.
Lord,
remember me, oh God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't
yes,
do it without me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glad God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless you. God keep you.
Yes,
Sister Zorita, we love you. We thank God for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya, my Lord, my God. We just thank God for everybody here on the show today. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Dylan, Mama. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me, and I won't complain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up, clothing me in my right mind again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for breathing into my lungs where I'm able to get up and walk around and tell them about how good you have been. I thank you for your
Jesus.
Healing that you continue on to heal this body of mine. I just thank you. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
My child, giving her strength, Lord, to endure, to intercede for
Jesus.
Us, Lord. I just thank you. Keep her on her right path, Lord. So she's
thank
doing
you,
such
Lord.
A good
yes,
job.
Lord.
Not a good job, a marvelous job. As
thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I thank you for it, Lord. I just thank you. I thank you for the ladies on the line, Lord. Give all the
yes,
heart
Lord.
Of desire. I'm proud that we ask you, Lord. I just say thank you. I'm grateful.
Thank
truly
you,
grateful.
Lord.
I say in spite of, I am grateful. Could be
Amen.
Something else, but I'm grateful. I just thank
Jesus.
You. Glory, hallelujah. And my
glory,
song,
hallelujah.
What are you doing in this season? Please don't do it without me and you and
yes.
you and you.
Amen,
and
you,
amen.
And you. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
There you go,
Lord,
Amanda. Kim. She sang that song.
Amen.
And she go, and she
Lord,
said, and you, and you, and you, amen.
Yes.
God bless
yes.
you, Mama. We love you.
Changing.
We thank God
amen.
For you.
Love you too. Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We used to come and bring the girl being on the line today. We want to lift her up. I'm not sure where she is at this time, but we just trust in God. Everything is all right. We pray that God will continue to guide, keep, strength, and protect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, her and her family, and all that she's concerned about and connected to in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, that you heard our prayers and you answered our prayers concerning our dear friends, sister, and family members, Brenda Gale Carter, this day and this very hour, Lord God. We ask that you move mighty in her life, Lord God, and she'll be back here on the south tomorrow, amen, testifying the goodness of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We come lifting up our dear sister and friend evangelist, Darlene Dudley, that's normally on the call, and when we lift her up, we pray her protection of her and her family and loved ones, oh God. We pray that you will continue to bless her, oh God, with an overflow, amen, overflow your blessings and faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that your hedge of protection be around her and her family members and loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We love you and we need you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. I'm just so excited you are in a place of gratefulness. My dear friend came over today, and we had deliverance and healing service today in the house, and I'm and her daughters, we were here, and I'm telling you, God did a new thing. We came believing. They came expecting God to do something in this place. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit was present and moving in this house. Chains were broken, strongholds, soul ties, sickness had to flee. I mean, deliverance was, we just had a good time. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, it was just more to see God restore her right then and right there in our presence. Her whole face changed. Amen. The glory of God was upon her. I'm telling you, the restoration took place right then and there, because when you come believing, I always tell people the power of agreement. Don't try to go in and by yourself. Amen. But I want you to understand, the devil wants you to think that you don't need nobody, but God uses his people for his people. Amen. So I want you know the power of agreement. So touch and agree with somebody. Amen. Somebody, not just anybody, somebody that God has ordained for your life. Amen. That will intercede with you and for you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I'm just in a place of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You just never know how God is going to use you and who God is going to use for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do want to pray prayers of blessing, and then I'll give you all the message for today. It's a very powerful word and message. You are studying under the Apostle John Eckhart, and I'm just so excited with this ministry and all that he is doing with God's children. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we just want to thank you. Lord, bless us all right now and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us, oh God, and give us peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, make us as equal and men us, oh God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, command your blessings upon our life, in the life of our children and grandchildren and children to come, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us revelation and let us be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare in the clamor of the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name. Amen. That we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. And we receive the blessings of Abraham right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in bless and bless us, oh God, and multiply us as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Lord, let your blessing make us rich and add those souls. Let all nations call us blessed. Let our children rise up and call us blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all generations call us blessed, because we are daughters and sons of the blessed. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Hallelujah. Our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Amen. Lord, you daily notice the benefits, and we thank you. We are chosen by you, Father God, and blessed by you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that you are blessed cannot be cursed. That means that we cannot be cursed, but nothing but blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for counting us worthy, oh God. We love you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all, I want you to understand today about increase. It is my prayer for your sons and daughters to receive increase. Your sons and daughters, I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, will increase. See, God wants to increase your sons and your daughters, and not just their physical and emotional and spiritual wealth. He wants to increase them in number. Look back at in the Bible in Psalm 112 and 2. It says, your offspring shall be mighty in the land. Now look again at Isaiah 54:1. See, O barren, you who did not bear a child, break forth into singing and crying out, you who did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of a married wife. See, the Lord has redeemed us. Amen. We were like a barren woman, unable to bear a child or a seed. We were not able to produce, multiply, be fruitful until we came under the blessing of God. Amen. See, in returning to our covenant with God, he is saying that he will give us even more than the one who had been fruitful and faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. See, God wants to redeem the time that we were desolate and restore us quickly and abundantly. Amen. See, he wants you to have more sons and daughters. You may have a few right now, but you will have sons and daughters around the world. Amen. See, this is about the blessing of God being released for all the nations of the earth. See, with business and ministry becoming global, it will be nothing for you to influence people in Asia or South America and teach them the ways of God, raising them up to expect God to do more for them. Amen. Or for them to teach you and raise you up. Amen. So you may be reading the Bible day in and day out. Amen. And you'll understand some of it. But I want you to know today, God is looking to not just bless you, but bless your children. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I want you to understand that God's blessings has no sorrow. It is my prayer that you increase in God's goodness in your life today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that you receive it, knowing that you are worthy of all the blessings, amen, that cometh from the Lord our God. As you increase, your children will increase, amen. God wants to give you the capacity to handle more sons and daughters. As you remain righteous and faithful, amen, to him, he will not leave you on the same level. He has marked you for an exponential increase, amen. See, it is a law of the kingdom that is due season. You will reap a harvest of blessing if you don't go weary doing good. See, God's word translation says, don't allow yourself to get tired of living the right way. See, this is the key to the book of Psalms promises you all. So as we will uncover and understand the more as we seek, as we knock, as we accept, God will pour and bring understanding to what he's doing in your life to bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, if you can look back over your life and see that God has helped you to remain faithful to him and his word, you should also be able to see that he has consistently been increasing you in all that concerns you. See, you're not where you were 5 years ago. You have displayed a level of innovation that keeps you progressing, that keeps you getting better, getting stronger, and more plentiful. See, you're not living in the past. You are increasing, amen? See, you know things now that you didn't know before. See, you've grown and increased in understanding, amen? We just thank God for it, amen? See, your worship and knowledge of God has increased. Your level of discernment and ministry to others have increased. See, your level of prophetic and utterances and ability to hear from God and speak on his behalf has increased in the name of Jesus Christ. See, as a result, everyone and everything around you has benefited. Your children, both natural and spiritual, have become mighty and successful in the things that they do at school or work or at home. Amen. See, your marriage and other covenant relationships are thriving because you are increasing in love. You are increasing in kindness. You are increasing in edification. See, the blessing and favor of the Lord has come upon your employer because you are generously sharing your gifts and talents and working as unto the Lord our God. See, the people and the groups of people whom you minister are growing because you share your revelations from the Lord and the secrets to your success, whether it's you're in the building, the church building, or your online. In social media, whether you're posting something positive, scripture, how you're affecting those that are tuning in, that are scrolling down your posts. You are being used, amen. You are, hallelujah, you're helping so many people when you don't even realize that you are. See, the Lord has enlarged you. Therefore, they are enlarged. See, it's not enough just for you to increase. He wants to release exponential blessings, meaning blessings that are connected to your faithfulness and righteousness, but that trickle down and extend it to everything that you have poured into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, by demonstration, you are an expression of the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom doesn't stay on the same level. I need you to understand that. See, it keeps moving and progressing on every level just as you are. Hallelujah. How many know, hallelujah, God to be faithful? How many know that even right now that God is using you, amen? But those that don't believe that they can be used, I want you to know that God will equip you so that he can use you to be effective in the ministry. Hallelujah. But how many will, hallelujah, accept the call? How many say, God, send me? How many say, God, I'll go. Lord, I'll speak. Or will you be quiet and silence yourself and say, oh, no, I'm too timid. Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to say. Oh, no, not right now. I'm not comfortable. Will you allow God to use you? Will you be that vessel, that epistle that God can flow through? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so others can receive the increase and the blessing because God is working in you. Hallelujah. Somebody is waiting on you. Somebody's waiting on you to move. Hallelujah. But when you move, because they're waiting, it's like a relay. It's like a 4x1, 4x2, 4x1. See, the next person can't move until you move. They can't go until you get there. You got to pass up a time, but you won't move. But you need to move today. Hallelujah. See, some of us want to move when we're supposed to wait, and some of us want to wait when we're supposed to be moving. Amen. So we got to ask God, hallelujah, Father God, help me to move when you tell me to move. Amen. Or Father God, help me to be obedient and stay when you tell me to say amen. I want you all to understand this today as we wrap up here. And I thank you all again. It is so good to hear everybody's voice on the line today. Evangelist Kimmy Ruffin and everyone, and Sister Connie, and my mom, and Doretha, and everyone else that's tuned in. The normals, I don't want to call y'all the normals. My extraordinary shout, go to a shout with me, amen. The extraordinary is on the line today. These ordained and blessed and anointed women of God on the line and shout with me each and every day, Monday through Thursday. I appreciate you all. I want you to understand as we wrap up the last few minutes here. Break the desire to just maintain. Some of us is all about just maintaining. Oh, I just want to be able to maintain this. I just want to break the desire to just maintain. I want you to know God has a plan for how the life of a stable, single-minded believer should be. See, this is not about perfection. So if you look at the lives of King David and King Solomon, you all, you'll be able to identify the many times they failed. You know, laying a claim to the book of Psalms and promises go beyond relying on your own profession. See, it is about relying on an accurate view of who God is. It is just as much about a mindset and understanding as it is about the actions you take as a result of this knowledge. So if there's any area of your life where you feel stuck, and I'm not just talking about times when the enemy is attacking you or you are struggling in one season, we all struggle, you all. If you struggle with old mindsets and mentalities that keep you held back where you are and not seeing growth or fruitfulness and increase, you need a change of mind. See, this is what repentance is, you all. Repentance leads you to admit your faults and seek the Lord for deliverance so that your life can produce and be fruitful. Amen? See, I know that there are times in a believer's life when the enemy seems to have come in like a flood. See, the believer's defense are down. See, the gates have been torn down and his city is desolate. And at this point, he's just trying to maintain to keep from losing everything. See, increase is not on his mind. He needs deliverance from liberty and wrong mentality. So then there is the other kind of limitation that comes from being tied in the fight. So as you increase, you are pushing against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness who do not want to see the kingdom or its people advance. So if you have been a believer for a while, you may have been delivered from your days as an unbeliever, but now you may need to be delivered from a mindset that just wants you to stay where you are. You just want to maintain a job. Promotion is not even in the picture. You don't want to deal with the stretching that comes with growth. See, you got to get tired of warring. Huh? You got tired of warring and fighting and breaking through. See, sometimes we don't want the increase of responsibility that comes with the larger territory. So it's true, the more we get, the more responsibility we have. See, we cannot increase and have the same level of responsibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us been there too, though? How many of us been there too? Well, you know, where you was just maintaining, you was in that maintaining mode. Well, you just wanted to put it on cruise control and relax and take it easy. The power don't increase, don't grow. You know, how many of us been there many times, even in ministry? When you said, I'm tired, oh, not today, not today. Members would come and you're like, oh, well, you know, talking to you, and you're like, oh, not today. You want to be left alone. I'm tired. I'm trying to keep this right here. I'm just trying to hold steady. But then God challenged you and had you to repent and had you to think about who he made you to be. Amen? Hallelujah. How many of you can say that, God, I'm not like this. I'm a pioneer. I'm an apostle. I can't just be a maintainer. Come on, what God has called you to be. Amen? Is it just me? Am I talking to myself? Hallelujah. God wants to increase you. God bless everyone today. I pray that you are being recharged and challenged in this area of your life. Amen. It's time for all of us to increase and go to another level of power, influence, authority, favor, grace, and blessings. It's time to increase you and your children, you and your spiritual seed. Amen. You and your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you. God bless you all. I want you all to lift up my daughter, Victoria. I'll be taking her to the hospital as soon as I get off this call here. I wanted to make sure I got on this show, but as soon as I get off, I'm headed to the hospital. So we're going to the medical center. So just lift her up in prayer. I'm already believing everything is already all right, and God has already worked a miracle in her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you all just keep up in prayer. We're going to be leaving now, traveling on the road here right after the show. So God bless you all. God keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. on the shout. Just come on and let's shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you, and I thank God for you. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. on the shout. As a matter of fact, invite somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.